Stage is Lee Swagwek, Okale Hoyan. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. Today is January 3rd, 2024. It is 9 a.m., and we will call this Legislative Operating Committee meeting to order. And so first, we'll start off with a roll call, starting to my right. Jonas Hill.
Present.
Marlon Scanador.
Here.
Jenny Webster, present.
Kirby Matoxin, present.
Jameson Wilson, present. We're all here, so. Next order of operations is to adopt today's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Now we'll move to approving the minutes from the previous meeting on December 20th, 2023, LOC meeting minutes, and to forward those to the Oneida Business Committee.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion by Marlon, seconded by Jenny. Discussion. Seeing none, we will move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Moving on to current business, and the first agenda item on current business is the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments, and we'll pass that along to Clarissa to provide an overview.
Good morning. So on February 15th, 2023, a public meeting was held regarding the proposed amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law. The public comment period was then held open until February 22nd, 2023. So the LOC reviewed and considered these public comments on December 20th, 2023. So in your packet, starting on page 7, you'll see a memorandum which contains the LOC's consideration that is submitted as a review and consideration of all the comments that were received during the public meeting in the public comment period. If you look at this memo, and the comment dividers are in purple, and then after that you'll see in bold text any relevant excerpts from the law. This is followed by the comments that were made, and this shows who made the comment and whether the comment was oral and written. Next on the memos, you'll see the response section, which is my attorney response to the LOC. So this attorney response provides any background information, any motivation for why the LOC made their decisions or explanations, and it also provides how the LOC may consider the public comments. And then finally, you'll see the LOC consideration section. This is where the LOC puts any thoughts they had after they reviewed and considered the comments and whether that comment resulted in any changes. Next in your packet, starting on page 26, you'll see a redline draft. So the LOC did decide to make some changes after they reviewed the public comments that were received. So the public comment or the public meeting draft was created by the 2020 to 2023 a legislative term LOC. So in this new legislative term with our new LOC, they did review the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments and they did decide to make a change. So if you're looking in your packet, starting on page 31, you'll see the changes. On page 31 of the packet, line 221, you'll see there's been clarification made to section 202.8-4 that it's all external and internal applicants participate in pre-employment drug testing. Next, you'll see starting on line 223 for the exemption for positive THC test results. This section was amended so that it now reads an external applicant's confirmed positive THC test result shall be exempted from the requirement of a negative drug test result for employment eligibility unless prohibited by an external licensing or grant requirement. The previous draft that went to public meeting kind of separated out the exemption for gaming positions and non-gaming positions. And when this LOC kind of reviewed those exemptions, the LOC determined that it would be better moving forward if the nation took a consistent approach to that pre-employment drug testing and the exemption for positive THC test results instead of allowing for discretion that could allow for inconsistency between different departments. So you'll see that change reflected in that. Next, on page 36 of your packet, you'll see a redline draft to the current law, and this redline draft demonstrates all the proposed changes that are being made from the law that's currently in effect today. This is followed by a clean draft on page 45 of your packet. So the clean draft looks at what the law would look like if all the amendments were adopted as proposed. And then this is followed by a legislative analysis on page 54 of your packet. And a legislative analysis is a plain English explanation of the proposed amendments to the law. It also looks at other things such as the legislative and procedural history of the development of these amendments and its connections to other laws and policies of the nation. So today, now that we have all these finalized materials, we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the updated public comment review memorandum, draft, and legislative analysis.
Thank you very much, Clarissa, for the overview. And we have a motion from Jenny.
Seconded
by Jonas. So just to clarify, we have two separate approvals here. And I think we need two separate motions, correct? Okay, so for this is to approve the updated public comment review memorandum, draft, and legislative analysis for clarification for those that are joining us virtually. And so again, a motion by Jenny and seconded by Jonas. Discussion? Seeing none, we will move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And we're on to the second motion, and this was covered as well, or are we going to get another overview from you?
A short overview.
Okay, thank you.
So now that the LOC has approved a final draft of the proposed amendments to the Drug and Alcohol Free Workplace Law, we're ready to move on to the next stage in the legislative process, which is to request a fiscal impact statement. So the Legislative Procedures Act requires that a fiscal impact statement be provided for all proposed legislation of the nation. The fiscal impact statement is an estimate of the total fiscal year financial effects associated with the proposed legislation, and this should include information on the startup costs, personnel, office costs, documentation costs, and an estimate of the amount of time necessary for an individual or agency to comply with the law after implementation. So a fiscal impact statement must be completed and submitted to the LOC prior to the proposed legislation being forwarded to the business committee for consideration. The fiscal impact statement provides the business committee information on what the potential adoption of the proposed legislation will cost the nation so that the business committee can determine if adoption of the proposed legislation is in the best interest of the nation. So the Legislative Procedures Act grants the LOC the authority to direct the finance department or any agency who may administer a program if the legislation is enacted or may have financial information concerning the subject matter of the legislation to submit a fiscal impact statement. So an IDA Business Committee Resolution BC 102820A titled Further Interpretation of Fiscal Impact Statement in the Legislative Procedures Act provides further clarification on the process for directing a fiscal impact statement. So this resolution provides that upon final approval of draft legislation by the LOC may direct the Finance Department to provide a fiscal impact statement to the LOC within 10 business days for inclusion in adoption materials. So today, the LOC approved the final draft of the proposed amendments to the Drug and Alcohol Free Workplace Law. So therefore, in this memorandum, the LOC is requesting the Finance Department to provide a fiscal impact statement on the proposed amendments to the Drug and Alcohol Free Workplace Law by January 17th, 2024. So today, we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the fiscal impact statement request memorandum and forward to the Finance Department, directing that a fiscal impact statement be prepared and submitted to the LOC by January 17th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jonas. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And that completes the current business item, Drug and Alcohol Free Workplace Law Amendments, and we'll move on to the Clean Air Policy Amendments. Clarissa, can you provide an overview on that for us, please?
Yes, so this item starts on page 60 of your packet. On page 62 of your packet, you'll see a public comment review memorandum. So on December 15th, 2023, a public meeting was held regarding the proposed amendments to the Clean Air Policy. The public comment review period was then held open until December 26, 2023. So the memo included in your packet is submitted as a review of the comments received during the public meeting and the public comment period. Again, this memo includes all the comments that were received. It demonstrates whether they were oral or written, and then it also includes my attorney response. This memorandum does not have the LOC consideration, as the LOC has not yet reviewed and considered these comments. So once the LOC does that, then this memo will be updated and included on our future LOC meeting agenda. So after that public comment memo, on page 75 of your packet, you'll see the public meeting draft. This is a red line draft that demonstrates all the proposed amendments that were sent to public meeting. This is followed by a transcript of the public meeting on page 80 of your packet. And then all the written comments that were received are included in the packet, starting on page 85. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and defer to a work meeting for further discussion.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon. Discussion. Seeing none, we will move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. And that completes our agenda for today's meeting. Looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:11 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. And we have concluded our meeting at 9:11 a.m. Appreciate you all joining today. And again, Hoi An, Happy New Year to everyone. Let's make it a good year. Honogiwa.